morning. So much to talk about today, and I'm going to go in, let's call it a great, we're going to start with Bitcoin. Let's just start out of the gate. Remember Bitcoin? Do you remember that through the holidays, this is back last Thanksgiving, all the rage, 10 calls a day here on Money Matters. What's Bitcoin? Should I buy Bitcoin? Should I don't get Bitcoin? Through the Thanksgiving to, it was supposedly the number one dinner conversation during Thanksgiving of last year. Right around that time in early December, mid-December, Bitcoin hit over $19,000. It has since lost 67% of its value. So over two-thirds of its value just gone. And I bring that up to talk about the difference between things that are doing well in any given time. Here we are in the U.S. economy. It continues to be a plow horse in this most unloved bull market of arguably of all time. S&P 500 up for the week, over 1%. Dow Jones up almost 1%. The NASDAQ up 1%. And here we are, another good, strong, solid week economically and for U.S. markets. But there is market stress happening all over the rest of the world as soon as you leave the borders or the shores of the United States. And that market stress is what we're going to talk about here today. Gauntlet was the word I was looking for as we run through a gauntlet of financial numbers here on a Sunday morning. There is stress in international markets. There is stress, by the way, on value investors. When will all of that end, and will those troubles spill over to the United States? That's the topic today here on Money Matters. By the way, I want to do a quick Florence update. Tune into WSB throughout the weekend, continuing coverage of Storm Florence. Updates from reporters across North Carolina, South Carolina, Kirk Mellish, and WSB Storm Center with the latest on how Florence will impact weather there. And even here, as I think what's happening here obviously is nothing at all compared to what's happening near the coast. Also, Convoy of Care, WSB partnership with Channel 2, Action News, and the AJC, activating our Convoy of Care to help flood-ravaged communities in the Carolinas. These are all the communities that you see on the news, New Bern, North Carolina, where they're underwater. And they're in need of packaged bottled water, unopened boxes of diapers, household cleaning supplies. You can drop these items off Monday and Tuesday, September 17th and 18th, from 10 in the morning to 6 p.m. That's right here at WSB Studios, 1601 West Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta 30309. Or the Caring for Others warehouse, which is on Brownsville Road. So if you want to drop supplies off at the Caring for Others warehouse, that's 3537 Browns Mill Road in Atlanta, 30352. Again, 3537 Browns Mill Road. That's the Caring for Others warehouse. And of course, all the details are, if you don't catch this, hey, Wes, I didn't write it down. All the details are WSBRadio.com. Details at WSBRadio.com. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. And we're talking about, look, the United States economy is doing wonderfully well. We've talked about that all week or all year, all week, last week. Part of that has to do with just the general surge of economic growth that we've had for the last 9 years that has now been accelerated in part by continued innovation, all of our hard work in America, and tax reform and lower regulation and all these areas that we knew would be economically stimulative to the economy. And we covered that last week. So, by the way, we've had some really fundamental pieces or fundamental shows on Money Matters in the last several months. One was on asset allocation. Enormously important concept in investing, forgotten about when things are going well. That show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the tax reform and what that was doing, how it looks so much like 2003. We're hitting the repeat button here in 2018. That gives us an analog to see how we're going to do over the next 6 to 12 months here in the U.S. economy. You miss these shows? Just download the podcast and listen. You can fast forward back and forth, quickly get to what you missed. If you just go to iTunes and look for Wes Moss Money Matters, you go to iTunes, which is an app on your phone. If you have an iPhone or a Samsung, you go to the podcast app and you look for Wes Moss, Money Matters, you hit subscribe, and then those shows will almost annoyingly show up in your inbox. I'm subscribed to it, and it just pops up in my car. My kid's like, what are you doing listening to Money Matters here in the middle of the week, Wes? It's my phone that just, it's on auto. Podcasts just automatically pop up. That way you can go back and listen to some of the shows of these fundamental areas if you maybe missed it. With that, we don't talk about the podcast all that often, but if you listen to it, it's very helpful to get reviews. And so if you like the show, leave a review on iTunes or any of the mediums you listen to the show on. It's a big deal to get those reviews. So thank you so much. And of course, sharing the podcast, send the link to a friend. Let's get right to it. Market stress on where's the stress? Well, there's stress in a lot of different areas at any given time. And the reason I opened the show with, hey, we talked about Bitcoin is a great example of you can have all these things going well, but if you're locked into an area that is in trouble, you're not feeling all the good things that are happening. If you own a bunch of Bitcoin, you don't feel like anything's going well because it's down 2/3 of its value wiped away over the past, call it 9 or 10 months. So depending on the asset classes or where you're investing makes all the difference. And if you are an investor that has had a bunch of international exposure, then you have not felt like it's been a very good environment for a long time, particularly in 2018. Last year, we talked a lot about target date funds. So if you have a target date fund that has an autopilot allocation 20%, 30% to international investments, it looks like a really bad year. International emerging markets, pretty much anywhere you go outside of the United States, has been nothing shy of a disaster. So if you're loaded up in your 401k plan with a target date fund or a big international allocation, then it has been a bad year. And it's because there is stress on these international markets. There's also stress on another area of investing called value investing, or for those value investors that are listening. By the way, for those of you who are wondering, value investors, and these are two separate areas here. So we're really talking about these areas that have hurt investors over the last, call it year, international and then value investors. Value investors in part, and this is not nearly the calamity we've seen in international markets. This is more of just a slight underperformance, but value investors like low-cost, dividend-paying companies. Growth investors look for only the fastest-growing companies, and those companies have little care for dividends. Or growth investors, they don't even care how much they're paying up for earnings. Sometimes they're buying companies that don't even have any earnings. So they're looking for growth without a whole lot of consideration for profit. Big difference between a company growing revenue and actually money dropping to the bottom line. And by the way, neither growth or value investors, neither is necessarily over time better or worse. Just two very different philosophies on how to invest. That covered here today on Money Matters. Let me start out with, and by the way, phone lines open. We'll get to the phones today as well in this 1 hour. The number here in the studio, Miguel Ortegal, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, financial advisor for many, many years, here with me on a Sunday morning. If you don't get through here or don't have time, Miguel will answer your questions. He's a certified financial planner. So it's our team here on a Sunday morning. So if you've been thinking about a financial question or anything that's been relating to your own situation, hey, you talk to your spouse, hey, honey, I don't know what we should be doing. Hey, should we do this for our pension or this for our 401k? What should we be doing for the kids? What should we be doing for the grandkids? If those conversations have come up, this is a place on Sunday mornings to get objective advice. I will give you the most objective advice hopefully you could find on any radio show in the country that is financial oriented. That here on a Sunday morning. So phone lines open. The number in the studio to make those calls, give us a call here, 404-872-0750. We'll get to the phones here in this hour. Again, the number here in the studio is 404-872-0750. Or you can call us outside of Georgia, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, 1-800-972-8255. That's WSB-TALK. talk. Let's get started with this massive divergence we've seen between the United States and almost every other international market. So just very strong U.S. returns. We've seen that 2017 was a wonderful year. 2018 has turned out to be a strong, decent year for 2018, and at least for the United States markets. And we've talked about how we think that after the midterm elections, typically markets do, at least historically, do even better once the uncertainty of a midterm election's out of the way. Here we are going into the midterm elections. We're still up about 5.8% on the Dow Jones, and even more than that on the S&P 500. So it's been already a good year in 2018 if you're a U.S.-based investor. But there's a massive divergence between what's happening here and almost every other international market. There's a market, you call it a market calamity, and it's happening as we speak. There are bear markets happening all around the world. U.S. market, great. So I'm not talking about the U.S. I'm talking about international markets. And maybe calamity is the wrong word, but official bear markets nonetheless. Let me go through some of these numbers. Since late January of 2018, the S&P 500 net positive. If you go into the correction period in late January, almost early February, S&P is now net positive from that period of time about 1%. Fall, then a recovery up about 1%. Vanguard Emerging Market Index down 20%. MSCI All Country World Index down 13%. The Euro Stock 50, I think the Dow Jones of Europe, down 15%. Hong Kong down 12%. China down 24%. Their stock market down 24%. Brazil down 34%. This is just since January 26, 2018. So markets all over the world have fallen, not just a little bit. Many of them are in just full bear market territory, which is negative 20% or worse. We have to run to weather, traffic. Stay tuned. More Money Matters in international versus United States right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Everybody, welcome back to Money Matters here on WSB Radio. Remember our WSB Radio convoy of care. Let me give you some addresses here. You can go to WSB Radio as well when it comes to finding the... When it comes back to... Let me go back to Shane. Where are you, my friend? Here we go. So WSB Convoy of Care, partnership with Channel 2, Atlanta Journal-Constitution as well. You can drop off items. So again, any item that is either packaged bottled water, unopened boxes of diapers, household cleaning supplies, you can drop those items off September 17th and 18th. That's Monday and Tuesday from 10 to 6 p.m. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at our studios, 1601 West Peachtree, or the Caring for Others Warehouse, 3537 Browns Mill Road in Atlanta. Again, Caring for Others Warehouse, 3537 Browns Mill Road in Atlanta. All the details at WSBRadio.com. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We are talking about this huge divergence this year. If you're an international investor, it's been really tough. Hasn't been as bad as Bitcoin, but Vanguard Emerging Market Index down 20%, MSCI All Country World down 13%. If you're in Latin America, down far worse than that. Brazil, as an example, down 34%. But if you're in Asia, if you're looking at China, and a lot of this has to do with this, the trade war or trade skirmish, I've been calling this here, that's again here starting in the United States, but it hasn't really impacted our stock markets. It's impacting our trading partners tremendously. If you look at a chart and see where the United States or the US markets started to diverge from international, it was really the late spring, or it was the spring of this year, early spring of this year, when markets really started to separate. And that's when the trade war started. That's when the trade skirmish started. Now, our market is net positive since late January after the correction, up 1%. And all these other markets internationally, net negative around the world. China is probably the best example of divergence, down 24% so far this year. That's what's happening, and that's the big change between being a U.S. investor and international. Will international, will all these bear markets around the United States, will it bring down the U.S.? Will it bring down U.S. markets? So far, U.S. stocks have remained very resilient during that this skirmish. And we're smack dab in the middle of it's not just with China. It's this trade skirmish throughout both the U.S. And China and U.S. In Europe, with Canada, with Mexico. So far, we've been isolated. When Money Matters returns, we're going to talk about, does it bleed over to the United States? Does it start to hurt our market? Stay tuned. Good morning. You're listening to Money Matters. Stay tuned right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Wes Moss, your host here with Miguel Ortegal answering phones today, who will take your calls, your questions. If I can't get to it, Miguel's a certified financial planner as well. He will get to your question. Maybe he'll just answer it, and you don't even have to talk to me. Either way, we love getting calls here on the show, and we'll go to the phones here in just 1 second. The number at 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. Market stress, the topic today, how international markets are getting absolutely clobbered relative to the United States. U.S. is holding up unscathed for the most part. Will that bleed over? Will the contagion, if you will, around international markets that have been so bad this year, will that bleed over into the United States? That's a topic here today. Also, value investing that has had such a tough road over the last several years relative to growth investing. We'll get to the answer of that as well and see how that's happening, what's happening there. I'm going to go to the phones, though, first. And Robert's on the line. Good morning. What's going on? How can we help?
Hey, good morning, Wes. Just had a question about, since the bull market's been 9 years, what you generally forecast for overall return over the next couple, maybe 3 to 4, and then do you adjust asset allocation, like, for example, large cap, mid cap, small cap, international exposure based on the circumstances?
So a couple of thoughts here. So that's an important point, that we've been in this economic expansion for a long time, right? So we're close to the longest U.S. economic expansion of all time. The prior one was from 1990 up until the tech bust. That lasted 119 months, Robert. So we only need 9 more months to surpass that. We're at about 110 months of economic expansion. 9 more months, call it next summer, it's officially the longest U.S. economic expansion of all time. The stock market, technically this is the longest bull market we have seen. We're in month 114. Which began, you know, back in the kind of the rock bottom of March 2009. The next longest bull market was really the late 1990 until early 2000. That lasted 113 months. The big difference between those two, though, and this is, even though this has technically been a little longer, that bull market was over 400% rate of return, total return. This bull market so far, about 330. Still a tremendous run up, but still a long way from the bull market that we saw in the 1990s. And it's been unloved. And here's the other thought. Bull markets don't die just of old age, Robert. They die of, typically with exuberance, right? They're built in pessimism. They start when everyone wants to jump out of the market. They die typically when everyone is saying, hey, let me jump into stocks, forget my bonds, forget my cash, forget safety. I just want all stocks. I just don't see us there just yet, at least. And those are the kind of indicators you kind of have to watch for. So it's not as if I can say we're going to continue to run for the next 2 years. What I'm saying is that we're going to continue to run until we start to see signs of froth, if you will, or overconfidence. And we're not even close to that yet. And I would say, so still for the next year, at least my outlook's pretty positive. There have been outflows from stocks. outflows from U.S. stock mutual funds to the tune of $1.2 trillion since 2009. Now, we've added $900 billion to ETFs, so there's kind of been this exchange for money coming out of mutual funds into ETFs, but that's still a net outflow of almost $300 billion since 2009. And the reason I bring that up is it just means that investors here, investors in the U.S. and around the world are still just not convinced. So we're in an unloved bull market, meaning that it's not frothy just yet, which still gives us some time. I don't know if it gives us full 2 years, but it still gives us some time from here. My favorite chart, I think, in all of investing, and I was writing about it this week, Robert, is that we've got to watch, just remember, we have to watch earnings. I don't have a crystal ball, right? I don't know exactly what's going to happen in 2 years, but I do. You and I are able to watch earnings. And that is the most predictive piece of the equation, because Mark, if you overlay a chart of aggregate earnings, so a line that just shows earnings of the S&P 500 as a group, and then you overlay the stock market to that earnings line and say, okay, well, how did the two do together? They run together almost in lockstep. And the point here is that as earnings cascade lower, so will markets, just like it happened in 2007. Earnings went down, markets went down, almost to the exact same tune. And then as we have recovered in earnings, so companies getting more profitable, generating more dollars per share, markets have effectively followed that higher. And when there's a little bit of a divergence, let's say earnings are going up and markets are going down like we saw 6 months ago, typically either earnings have to come down, which they didn't, and they continue to move higher, and the stock market had to catch up to that. And that's what we're seeing right now. So what we need to do is watch earnings. Watch earnings and over enthusiasm. And right now, earnings forecast for next year. So this year has just fascinating numbers. Remember, just for some context, back in 2009, the S&P as a group was earning $45 as a group, $45. This year, 2018, started with earnings in the $146 range. So we went from, let's call it $45 to $145 over the last 9 years. As we stand today, 2018 looks like around 162. So again, continue to move higher, S&P 500 earnings. Estimates for next year are close to $180 for the S&P 500. So 45 to almost 180. That's a 300% increase. And guess what? That tracks stock market returns, because that's been close to or over 300% as well. So I can't tell you 2 years things are going to be great, but I can tell you at least for the next year, unless earnings take a complete 180, which I just don't see happening, the outlook for the next year is still pretty solid. To answer your third piece of the equation here, what do you do with your allocation? Well, I think that's where you get back to the fundamentals of investing. You want to keep rebalancing every year, meaning that you take a little bit away from your winners, add to the areas that haven't done so well, and you still have to stick with, once you find an allocation like your stock allocation that is, I'm comfortable with 50% or 75% or 85% because I'm younger, then that's the allocation you always rebalance back to when you get out of whack. And when you're 75, and if you're more nervous about markets and you only have 40% in equities, dividend paying stocks, and it's now run up to 45 or 50% of your allocation to your question, now's a good time to go rebalance that and get back to 40%. Add to some of the areas that haven't done as well. One of the areas we're talking about today, that's international. Bonds haven't done badly at all. They just haven't made a whole lot of money over the last 6 months. Doesn't mean you shouldn't own them, because we have to have that diversification and the allocation of all these different areas and different styles of investing. So again, the point here is that continue to rebalance at any given point of time. Know that if you're in your 40s, you've got 20 years left. So you've got to stick with, for the most part, if you're younger, equity markets over time. Now we get back to this question, this divergence between US and international. Will the international markets, as we talked about, several countries and country indexes down in bear market territory, will that bring down the United States? So far, the U.S. stocks have been resilient during this, during the really the tariff skirmish that have that we've gone through, and are still smack dab in the middle of this tariff skirmish. Who knows when this clears up completely? But there's a few reasons that the international has gotten hit and why the U.S. has not. Number one, tariffs are clearly more punitive to our trading partners than they are to us, right? The Chinese market quickly heading fully in bear market territory. It's not a coincidence that that divergence started at the onset of Trump's tariff fight. Number two, remember the U.S. Federal Reserve has been increasing interest rates here in the United States for a couple of years now. That's helped increase the U.S. dollar. And again, tied closely to the tariff, when Tariff Watch really started. Plus, tax reform bringing a ton of money back to the United States, $700+ billion for this year, just 2018 alone. That money's coming back into the United States of repatriated U.S. profits. All these forces have increased the value of the U.S. dollar. And why is that a bad thing for international markets? Because international or countries outside of the United States are loaded up with debt denominated in U.S. dollars. Through 2025, emerging market governments and companies have $2.7 trillion in U.S. denominated bonds. $2.7 trillion. And they've been on this debt accumulation spree outside of the U.S., but it's in U.S. dollars. So as the U.S. dollar goes up, these other currencies go in a different direction in many cases, or U.S. dollar relative to these other currencies. That means their debt actually balloons. That's a big part of the reason we've seen international markets get hit. Now, can we stay out of the mess, though? Can we stay unscathed? First of all, it's not a great thing that other markets and economies are in bear market territories or going into recessions. That's not good for the United States. But it doesn't mean that the U.S. and international economies don't have some really stark differences. For instance, international weakness does not have to bring down the United States. For example, well, here's my for instance. 1994, similar time for the U.S. economy as today. Remember, we've talked about this upside down yield curve or flat yield curve. That's a recession indicator. Just means that you take the 10-year treasury yield minus the 2-year. You want that to stay a positive number. If it goes upside down, we're headed for recession very often. That hasn't happened yet. We have a relatively, not a huge difference between the 10-year treasury and the 2-year. But that was very similar back in 1994. The S&P 500 was essentially flat that whole year, while other markets around the world were in bear market territory. Emerging markets are down 35% from Q3 1994 through Q1 1995. Mexico was defaulting on their debt. The peso fell by more than 50% over just a few weeks. But the U.S. market during that period of time stayed unscathed, basically flat that period of time. Europe was also down in 1994 by over 20%, and the U.S. stayed resilient. Asian financial crisis, 1997 and 98, another example. 1998, yes, the S&P 500 went down by about 20% at one point during the summer, but it didn't last very long, and it, a year by the end of the year, was up almost 30%. Another example, emerging markets really volatile from 2010 to 2015 without a whole bunch of impact or pressure on U.S. stocks. So in the U.S., look, we have to continue to watch for those signs of overexuberance, of the economy starting to crack. Robert's call just a couple minutes ago, all those signs that earnings start to go south, that's when U.S. markets will start to go south. But for today, in the world that we live in, it looks as though we are avoiding that, at least for now. And as long as we continue to drive earnings higher, like we're seeing in the United States, that's how we stay unscathed. And that can continue to happen. We can avoid that. We've had several instances over the last couple, call it two decades, where international has been really bad, and we've continued to stay away from that or kind of avoid the pain of international markets. And for now, I think we can continue to do that, particularly when this tariff back and forth or the tariff skirmish works itself out, which I am optimistic will happen relatively, well, not tomorrow, but over the next several months. With that, we've got to run to you quick news and or really just weather and traffic, and then more Money Matters. We'll return and we'll continue along this path. Stay tuned. News 95.5, AM 750, WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. We've got to do a quick prize pack. Miguel, what is our prize pack this week?
We have a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Hold on. We need to hear you a little bit better. Say that again.
We have a pair of tickets
to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Still, hold on there. Hold on. We've got to figure out. Well, tell you what. Why don't you just bring the prize pack to me and I'll... Oh, no, we're good to go. Let's hear it.
Pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more. Infinite Energy Arena for two shows on Saturday, December 8th at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m.
The prize pack. Wonderful. 404-741-0750. Third caller for Miguel. 404-741-0750. Again, continue to stay tuned. So WSB throughout the weekend, coverage of Florence, the storm in North Carolina, of course, continues to pummel and just drop rain. We're going to have updates from reporters across North Carolina, South Carolina, Kirk Mellish in the WSB Storm Center with the latest on how Florence will impact weather here at home. And for those that are hard hit, just remember that our convoy of care, WSB with Channel 2 and the AJC, activating the convoy of care to help flood-ravaged communities in the Carolinas. Here's what people need. They need packaged bottled water. They for all the parents or moms that have kids, they need diapers, for God's sakes. Diapers, unopened boxes of diapers, household cleaning supplies. You can, as our listeners, help these communities. You can drop these items off September 17th and 18th, so the next couple of days, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the addresses are on WSBradio.com, the WSB Studio, 1601 West Peachtree Street Northeast, and then the Caring for Others Warehouse, which is on Brownsville Road. That's 3537 Brownsville Road in Atlanta. Details at WSBradio.com. Today we talked about what's happening around the world, right? We are so interconnected, as you know. Investments are interconnected. Economies are interconnected. Debt is interconnected. Interest rates are interconnected. And we've seen these international markets in large part get hammered this year. Doesn't mean the U.S. has to go down that path, though. We've remained resilient and unscathed for the most part. And I think that can continue, particularly if trade ends up coming out in our favor. To find me and the Money Matters team throughout the week, easy to do so. Go to WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button comes straight to me and the Money Matters team. We'll get back to you in 24 or 48 hours. Happy to do so. We are here in the Southeast, in Atlanta, with offices around the United States. With that, have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Stay tuned right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.